It's 8:45. Morning Edition, live and local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And that is a little piece of Falstaff. Opera, February 9th and 11th at the Orpheum. And with us, the maestro himself, Hal France, the conductor of Falstaff. Great to have you in here, Hal.
Thanks, Mike. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I appreciate you coming in. I want to talk about this. Of all the operas that you've conducted, I went to get some music this morning for it, and so I did a search for Overture, Falstaff, only to find out that unlike any other of Verdi's operas, there's no overture in Falstaff. This opera is a little different than your everyday opera, isn't it?
Falstaff is really unique. It's unlike any other opera. It's certainly very unique among Verdi's great many operas. I would say that it's easy to say that it is a play with music, brilliant orchestrations, sort of nonstop. The Omaha Symphony is greatly challenged by this, but they are so equal to it. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. You need a really fine orchestra to play Falstaff.
Oh, absolutely. And I read one of the interesting things about it is that Falstaff is very much considered an ensemble piece. And one of the quotes that I read from a singer out of the Met was that with Falstaff, every single note you sing is so important because it literally impacts the next singer.
Yes, it's tightly woven. Everybody is dependent on each other. When it's an ensemble comedy, which is really important to say, it's very funny. You need a cast of not only of great singers, but of great singing actors. And we have one. We have a tremendous cast of 10 performers, all of whom are integral to everything. Nobody gets to rest in Falstaff. Everybody is constantly involved. And it starts with the lead. We have a fantastic baritone making his American debut from Iceland. His name is Óli Sigurðsson, and Óli is just fantastic, great artist, very funny, natural comedian, and it spreads out from there. We have a tremendous group of singers, Mary Dunleavy, Keith Ferris, Taylor State, and Rachel Gilmore. It just goes on and on, Lindsay Ammon. They've just done a great job, and the production is set in a beautiful setting. Traditionally, this, of course, is a Shakespearean opera. This is a Shakespearean story, right?
Sure.
So it takes place in Windsor, right? England in the 1600s. But it's not being set there. We've updated it. Allegro Libonati and Julia Nulan Merat put it on the French Riviera in the 1930s. It's a beautiful design with costumes from Neil Fortin. It's just fantastic. And it really works well. I've done it 3 times. And this, I'm so excited about the way that they've staged it.
Oh, that's very neat. Of course, for those listening who have read Shakespeare, Falstaff is the comic character in several Shakespearean plays, including The Merry Wives of Windsor. As a conductor, how do you approach that ensemble piece? Now, you're dealing with some professionals, so I imagine it's not as though your work is incredibly cut out for you, if you will, but how do you approach that with it being so ensemble and it doesn't stop? There's a continual flow. How do you make sure that those seams are not seen?
Well, there are a lot of seams, and so it's a big job from the conductor's point of view. You really need to have a great connection with your cast and with your orchestra. And we worked hard on it early on musically. We spent several days just working on it musically to try to get the inner rhythm of it. I have to say, it's one of the more significant conducting challenges of my life. I've done it 3 times before, but I think every time it comes up, I'm just like, wow, this is quite a piece.
As a conductor, what are you doing with respect to the sound, not only the voices, but the orchestra, and getting that mix so that it is truly the composer's work coming to life?
Well, balance is a big part of conducting. Obviously, we have people listening out in the hall to make sure that we can follow the stage. Obviously, the story is what we're trying to do. We're trying to tell the story. Timing is everything. There's comic timing. There are bits. There's lots of physical comedy. What's the sound? Oh, my. Well, just there's a lot of notes for starters. So trying to get the sound clean is a big part of it. So you want to be precise. It needs to be paced well. speed and tempo are a big part of conducting Falstaff, and they will be for me on Friday and Sunday.
That's just really a whole bunch of fun. One of the neatest things I thought about this, and we've got about 30 seconds here, Maestro. Sunday, February 11th at 1:10 p.m. before the show, you are having a prelude talk in the Orpheum lobby. Can you talk about what you might cover there?
Well, I love to talk to people about opera, and I will have a piano. So what I will do for my 20 minutes that morning is that afternoon is really try to give people an overview of what they're going to see and play some of the music and sort of show how the music tells the story.
Outstanding. Our guest, Hal France, with us here today. He is the conductor of Falstaff, February 9th and 11th at the Orpheum Theater. For more information, please go to operaomaha.org, and you can find out everything. Like, Hal, thank you so much. What a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks, Mike.
Just wonderful. And Morning Edition picks up where we have left off right about now on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio.